Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Good afternoon, Steve Jones Show, News Radio 1070 WKOK. We're streaming at WKOK.com on our new Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app. And you can subscribe to our free Steve Jones Show podcast. We're on iTunes, Apple Podcast app, Google Play, search Steve Jones Show. And we'll put the shows right in your smartphone and tablet, on demand anytime, anywhere. And you can also get access to 3 months of previous shows that's on our podcast archive page at SteveJonesShow.com. Sean Carey here. Steve will be there in a smidge in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors Ford Lincoln Hyundai North 4th Street Auto Plaza Sunbury and Sunbury Motors Kia on the strip routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. You can also get in contact with us anytime. Our email is Steve Jones, one word, Steve Jones at WKOK.com. We'll be with you live till 5 and 5:06. We'll have our late day news roundup. Taylor Schultz will be at the anchor desk this afternoon. She'll be with you till 6:30 on 1070 AM. Then we will head to Phillies baseball tonight at Citizens Bank Park as the Fightins will be looking for their third straight victory against the Mets. Phillies have won the first two of this four-game series by hitting four home runs in each contest. And this is the first time that Philly has accomplished that feat in consecutive games since May 21st and 22nd in 2009. And the Phillies wound up advancing to the World Series that year. Michael Franco homered for the second straight game last night. He was joined also by Rhys Hoskins, Brad Miller, and Scott Kingery last night. Phillies are going to hand the ball tonight to Nick Pivetta. He's 4-2, 5.54 ERA. Last Thursday was Nick's last start. He gave up 6 runs, 2 home runs, in 5 1/3 innings in a loss against the Nats. Pivetta is 2-1 with an ERA just under 4 in 5 starts since rejoining the rotation. In his career against the Mets, he is 3-2 with a 6.23 ERA in 6 starts, spanning a little over 30 innings. But if the Phillies are able to continue this offensive surge, Pivetta likely would gain extra confidence. The Phillies pounded out a season-best 19 hits on Monday night to go along with 13 runs. And the Mets looking
Hello, friend.
Mets looking to snap their 3-game skid tonight. Let's see. They have...
Oh, you should hear Elio yesterday. Oh, my goodness.
Vargas will be on the mound tonight for the Mets. He's thrown in the towel, yes.
Look, I am not paid enough to sit here and listen to this stuff. Some people get $200 an hour to do that. You know, those are professionals.
Wow.
I'm just sitting here just trying to hang on.
I'm right there with you.
Meanwhile, Elio's cry me a river. Hey, cry me a river here, will you?
He is counting down to Jets training camp as we speak.
Now it's just going to go from bad to worse.
Oh. Maybe he's not counting down to Jets camp. That's true.
My goodness.
He could be on a deserted island now. So
unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like being an Orlando Magic fan. Like, yeah. We still have a team? All right. I'm listening to him yesterday. I spent most of the show just listening.
I'm listening. Like Fraser Crane. I'm listening.
I'm listening. At one point, I actually got up, made a sandwich, came back. He was still talking and complaining about the Mets.
You pulled that off quite a bit 4 or 5 years ago with the previous producer was in this chair before I got here.
Oh, my.
If I had a dollar for every time that happened.
Oh.
Or I could have paid for Chris's wedding.
I know.
And Megan's.
Oh, Kevo would go off on those tangents, and it was one complaint after another. I'd be sitting here. I mean, it was interesting. In some ways, I felt like a hostage, yet there's something about him where you never get Stockholm syndrome. So, I mean, it's... So yesterday, you see, the NCAA wants to modify its transfer rules, the language in it that allows you to be eligible right away. Well, because they're trying to lessen the number of waivers. Whose fault is this? It's the NCAA's. It's their own fault, right? Here's a word for you. How about no?
Do we pin this on the head of the NCAA, or do we pin this on a huge portion of presidents and chancellors across the country, or is it a combination of both?
No, it's pinned on the committee that's in charge of this. I mean, there's a committee that's in charge of this that reviews transfers at the NCAA level. They're the ones you pin it on. You don't pin it on the university presidents. You know, as much as it's easy to pin a lot of stuff on Mark Emmert, you can't pin this on him. It's the committee that's in charge of this. And to be honest with you, I think they need to change the committee and change that up. The reason they need to change it up is that they're not doing a good job. They're not doing what's in the best interest, in my opinion. There are certain waivers that are absolutely legitimate. All right? Somebody's sick, very sick. I need to transfer closer to home. I'd like to play right away. All right? I'm sympathetic to that. I understand that completely. That's fine. Now, here's one for you I think that's interesting. I get run off my team. Now, I'm not big on running people off teams. Now, there are people that are dismissed from teams for disciplinary issues. An off-the-field incident, on the field discipline, in other words, insubordination, grades. So there are ways, you know, there are times when you have to dismiss somebody because they would be dismissed from any organization. They would be dismissed from a company. They would be dismissed from a volunteer group. They'd be whatever. They'd be what they did would force them to be dismissed. That happens. But the ones that are run off a team, Joe Paterno always had a saying. He would tell me. He said, look, he said, it's not your fault that you didn't reach what we thought you could, because there's only so far, maybe talent-wise, you can take it. You've done everything right, but you're not as talented as other people. It just didn't work. Well, it's our fault for recruiting you. But it's not going to be our fault getting rid of you. We committed to you. You're going to stay. We made the commitment to you. Well, there's been a period of time where you've heard about people being run off. Well, to me, somebody who's run off a team and now suddenly is looking around saying, now what do I do? That's somebody else that maybe you have to seriously consider allowing them to be eligible right away. I know I've been very hard on Tate Martell and the transfer from Ohio State to Miami. The more and more you read about it, the more and more I'm wondering, and I don't know it for a fact, but the more I'm wondering if he was run out of there. So that's another factor. But the vast majority, I'll tell you, Shea Patterson at Michigan, there's no way he should have been eligible last year to play right away.
That's no interesting way. You bring up the angle about Tate Martell being possibly run out of there, because that was the big red flag that we discussed quite a bit on the show. It's like, wow, all of a sudden he is in this starting role at another school, which felt like it happened lightning quick.
Yeah, well, he went to a school that needed somebody.
Sure. I mean,
that's the key. Shea Patterson went to a school that needed somebody. All right. Yeah. Now I get Brandon Peters, who got beat out of Michigan. He's now transferred to Illinois. But now the more you read about Tate Martell, the more I'm wondering if he was run out of there. Well, if you're run out of someplace, when it comes to coaching changes, I do not in any way, shape, or form believe that somebody should be eligible to play right away someplace else if they lose their position coach or their coordinator. But when the head coach changes, which means the entire staff is changing, that's something on a case-by-case basis that needs to be considered. But a position coach, coordinator, no. And believe me, you know, people can adapt, too. Mike Hall was recruited by Joe Paterno's staff. Ron Vanderlinden was his coach. Right, then Bill O'Brien came in, and Ted, and you know, they kept Ron on as his position coach, but the coordinator Ted came in, and he was the coordinator, and then he gets to his senior year, and James Franklin's his head coach, and Brent Pry is his position coach, and he ends up being second team All-American. So you can adapt. I know we have so much emphasis on, quote, the individual these days. But players are asked to do different things, just like people in companies are asked to do different things. You know, Brandon Short was the linebacker here. Brandon Short, 1999, plays defensive end. That's what they needed. Rich Mallott came here as a running back. Senior year, he's a linebacker. Michael Robinson played a wide variety of positions while being the backup quarterback. Then his senior year, he was just the quarterback. You know, look at all the positions Mike Gooman played. Mike Gooman played tailback, he played corner, and he played wide receiver. It's what Penn State needed him to do. And guess what? He ended up being an H-back in the NFL and had a 10-year NFL career. So you're asked to move around, you're asked to adapt. And I think sometimes that, you know, in this particular era, I happen to be a boom, and you tell everybody what your position. That's what I am. Well, guess what? You got to figure out a way to adapt. And I think sometimes we underrate the adaptability of individuals. Trace McSorley now is very willing to return punts because guess what? That's going to keep him in the NFL. You know, that kind of versatility. But the Martell thing is interesting. It's why you've heard a lot of discussion about one-year versus four-year scholarships. A lot of places do now offer four-year scholarships. And to me, if a player is run off for no other reason than I want your scholarship, I think that player should be allowed to transfer and play right away. But the NCAA, this is not one you can pin on Mark Emmert. It's not one you can talk about with the university president. There's a specific committee that handles this, and the bottom line is they've done a lousy job. They've done a lousy job. They have not helped the sport by how they've handled the last year. They haven't helped it. So they've changed the language to help them make decisions when all you have to do is look over the gum. No. You're only leaving because you don't want to compete with somebody. You're out. I mean, you swear that they don't have a clue as to who they're talking to or dealing with. They're just making decisions without much knowledge of anything. But they need to change it because, I mean, right now it's free agency. And free agency, to be frank with you, does not exist in most of the world. you got to, you know, for in other words, let's take sports at the highest level. When are you allowed to be a free agent? You're allowed to be a free agent when your contract is up. Well, if you end up signing a 4-year scholarship offer, 4-year, is your contract up? No, your contract is not up. So when we look at free agency in professional sports, J.D. Martinez does not go to the Red Sox until his deal with the Arizona Diamondbacks is up. Kevin Durant today has an opt-out clause in his contract. Well, on July 1st, Kevin Durant, he announced today he'll opt out, and he'll be able to sign with any team he wants on July 1st, just like he did a couple of years ago when he signed with Golden State when he left Oklahoma City. But that's because, quote, based on that clause, his contract is up. Kevin Durant could not, in midstream, leave. Can't do it. Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper, at the end of this upcoming season, cannot become a free agent and change teams. He has a 13-year contract with the Phillies. Yet in college sports, people want to change from team to team, and they want to be able to play right away. Well, even in professional sports, that doesn't happen until your contract is complete. If you're going year by year on scholarships, maybe you can argue it. But now a lot of places have 4-year scholarships. You have not completed your contract. And the NCAA doesn't seem to get that part. This committee sits there, and a guy who wants to move back because his grandmother's sick or his mom's sick. His mom's sick, go from Coastal Carolina to Virginia Tech. But because she lives 106.2 miles away instead of 100 miles, they say no. I believe they've since changed it, but originally they said no. What? There's no rhyme or reason as to what they do. The left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing. And I think that when we look at intercollegiate athletics, that scholarship is a contract. We, on our end, will pay for your tuition. We will pay for your room. We will pay for your books. We will pay for your food. In exchange, you will get a free education and you get to play for our football team. And we hope sincerely you do extremely well. We'd like to thank Mr. Barkley for being a part of the Penn State group. But I mean, that's, you know, but that's an agreement. I mean, it's signed. We talk about signed letters of intent. Well, you sign anything. And I think that part's never brought up. I think everyone acts like, well, it's just a scholarship. All right, fine. All of you who pay tuition out there for your children, raise your hands. And in the process, think about how painful it was for you to write those checks all the time, because it probably took away part of your freedom as an adult because you properly, out of love, sacrificed for your children. Well, guess what? You know, you would have loved to have seen your child have a scholarship. It certainly would have made your life as a parent and an adult financially easier. That's why it's love when they ought to do, you know, they need to be paid, they're making all this money off their backs, the whole thing. It's like, come on. Now, even in professional sports, you have to finish your deal before you're allowed to move on. My goodness, Major League Baseball, you got to be with your team for 6 years before you can go. 6 years. So even in professional sports, there is a freedom. It seems like there's more freedom right now in college sports than professional sports. All right, we'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Sunbury Motors.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia. Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Great to have you with us on the show today. They want to change the language in the transfer rules. Well, here's one. I'll give you one way they could change the language. Say no. I believe we just changed the language in the transfer rules. So what they want to do is they want to change a couple of words in it. And I think they're like extraordinary and extenuating are the two of the words they want to include in this. Just by changing the words, they feel that that will change everything. So they want to, quote, clarify the process. All right. So, in cases where a student athlete transfers because of the recent injury or illness of an immediate family member, the new school must provide contemporaneous medical documentation from the treating physician showing how the family member is debilitated, an explanation of the student athlete's role in providing care, confirmation from both the athletic director and faculty athletic representative that the student athlete will be allowed to depart the team to provide care, a statement from the previous school's athletic director explaining why the student athlete said he or she was transferring, and proof that the student athlete is in good academic standing and meeting progress toward a degree at the new school. A transfer must occur within or immediately after the academic year after learning of the injury or illness, and the guideline requires the new school to be within 100 miles of the immediate family member. Previously, in such cases, the new school had to provide written documentation from the family member's treating professional, contemporaneous medical documentation showing how the family member was debilitated, an explanation of the student athlete's need to transfer, and confirmation from the athletic director and faculty rep that the student-athlete would be allowed to depart the team in order to provide care for the family member. So an athlete now has to show now that they have a defined caretaking role. You have to show that you're in a defined caretaking role? How about Nana's sick and I want to go? And I want to be near her. Me being near her is going to help her. No. A player transferring because of his or her own injury or illness must have his or her former school provide contemporaneous medical documentation from the student-athlete's treating professional showing that the student-athlete is debilitated and was receiving treatment before the transfer. Let's see. Other changes. When a school requests a waiver because it asserts a student athlete no longer has the opportunity to participate at his or her previous school, the new school must provide proof that the student athlete is in good academic standing and meeting progress toward degree requirements at the new school, and a statement from the previous school's athletic director indicating whether the student could return to the team, whether the student was dismissed from the team and the date of the dismissal, whether the student was in good academic standing at the time of the departure, and the reasons the student gave the previous school for the transfer. Previously, in such cases, the new school had to provide confirmation the student could not return to the team for reasons outside his or her control. A statement from an academic authority indicating the student-athlete was in good academic standing and met progress toward degree requirements, and a statement from the previous school detailing its position of the request. Okay, here's one for you. Let me give you two words that's not really in the lexicon of the NCAA. Common sense. Just look at the situation and deal with it with common sense. Stop dealing with all the mumbo jumbo. Jeez, everything. I mean, obviously, it's put out there at legalese. The lawyers got to it. They got to do the, you know, because they're afraid they're going to get sued. And the NCAA has a lousy track record when it comes to getting sued. They're not very good at it. The bottom line is, show some common sense. Look at each thing individually and then make up your mind as to what, what you're reading. I think the vast majority of the time, they need to sit out a year. Simple as that. You need to sit out a year. I know in our business, we have, quote, non-competes. That's been a standard forever. Again, you sign a letter of intent, especially if it's a four-year scholarship agreement. It's a four-year scholarship agreement. Guess what? You're in a contract. You haven't fulfilled your end of the contract yet. Yeah, that's how I look at it. As I pointed out, professionals. Bryce Harper, at the end of this season, cannot look around and say, you know what? I want to transfer to the San Francisco Giants. Can't do it. He's under contract. Now, last year, his contract with the Washington Nationals ran out. Thus, he was free to talk to anybody. That's how they do it on the professional level.
I just wonder how many times Scott Boras asked Harper, are you sure you want to do this? Are you sure you don't want to, like, get an opt-out, like, after, like, let's say, year six or year five?
Well, but he may not, you know, there may have been teams that looked at the opt-out and said, we're not doing that. It takes two to tango on that. Look, Harper ended up with, what, 13 years? Harper ended up with 13 years, especially the way the last 3 years were structured, because he wanted to stay in one place for 13 years. That's why he did it. Instead of taking the original 10-year deal, he asked for the additional three at the end for less money. That's the way I understand it. But I'm just saying, a college athlete, oh, I want to transfer. I want to go from Ohio State to Miami. I want to be able to play right away. Well, guess what? In the real world, in sports, that doesn't happen. In the real world, in sports, that doesn't happen. Manny Machado at the end of the year cannot say, you know what? That's it. I'm going to the Cardinals. And San Diego's going to look at him and go, you signed a 10-year contract. You're staying here in San Diego with all the clauses that are put in place. I mean, professional sports doesn't have that. Professional sports has free agency. They have free agency with rules. You have to honor your contract first, then you can move. Well, a lot of day now, today, a lot of schools have four-year scholarships. Well, as far as I'm concerned, that's an agreement. That's a contract.
mean, that's what I find interesting about this. Is that you look at the professional sports model, the ability to move. Well, and in professional sports, you can only move once you've fulfilled your end of the deal. Now, it's a wide range here. Some people do give out four-year scholarships. Many people don't. I mean, it's still a mixed bag. I mean, since 2012, the NCAA has allowed schools to provide multi-year scholarships. Let's see. As of a couple of years ago, these are not recent, but these are a couple of years ago, Ohio State had 71 four-year scholarships. And let's see, Arizona State had 43. Florida State had 41. Michigan State had 35. Wisconsin had 26. Alabama had 16. Let's see. They also had 2 3-year scholarships. I don't know if Penn State is not on this list. So I'm sure you wanted to know that, and I don't know. In terms of the numbers. We'll give you some others here. Oklahoma had none. Auburn had 34. Michigan State had 35. I mentioned Wisconsin already. Kentucky had 10. So it's a mixed bag, with Ohio State doing it more than anyone else. Let's see, Ohio State, 104 multi-year scholarships, 71 4 years. Total number of scholarship athletes, 725. That's about on all platforms. Scholarships not renewed, 71. That was as of a few years ago. Where's the Alabama one? Alabama, let's see, Alabama, 18 multi-year scholarships. 4 year scholarships, 16, 2 years, 2, 400 total athletes, 42 not renewed. So, I mean, Power Five schools are allowed to do this. Let's see, the rule will not apply to athletes who are not receiving an athletic scholarship in their first year of enrollment at the university. Example, volleyball player not receiving an athletic scholarship in their freshman year, but promise one of the following 3 years, will not receive the protection under the new rule. Cancellation or non-renewal is possible if the athlete is ruled ineligible for competition. Obviously, provides fraudulent information on an application, letter of intent, or a financial aid agreement. Engages in serious misconduct that rises to the level of being disciplined by the university's regular student disciplinary board, voluntarily quits the team, or violates a university policy or rule which is not related. Okay? Now, we all know that despite the rule, there are some Division I coaches who want to take away the scholarship. But over time, more and more are going to the multi-year model on a scholarship. And there is a rule that says, hey, look, you can't have it taken away because you aren't performing well. I know these are all depressing topics. I mean, let's face it. The only time it really starts to get happy around here is when it gets to be August, when it's the great month for some people.
Is there anybody in the station that thinks August is the greatest month of the year?
Yes, some guy down the hall. Correct.
We'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Sunbury Motors. Welcome back. Great to have you with us on the show today. Yes, Chicago. Well, you were there last night.
What a phenomenal show at Spyglass.
At Spyglass.
Wow, beautiful night.
Buhner was there.
He was. Yeah, I wasn't able to get a chance to connect with Buhner, but yeah, saw the photos on Facebook. He was with his Buhner Party of Eight.
Unbelievable. He travels with Entourage now.
He does. Unbelievable. Yeah, huge.
Yeah. And we mentioned the suit that Chicago was here, and he kept looking around to see if Javier Baez was in town.
Well, the people at Spyglass, it took them 5 years to get Chicago into the Valley, and just the way their tour itinerary fell into place. Originally, it was supposed to be end of next month, but then the tour took them to the West Coast at the end of July, so they bumped them up to, hey, beggars can't be choosers. You get a chance to get Chicago, you bring them in. But, yeah, 2 great hours of music, nothing but the hits, and, yeah, it was just an amazing night last night.
I'm glad you had a great time.
Yeah, we even followed it up after the show. We were our investigative eye team. We were able to find a set list, a Chicago set list of a show in Canada that they did about 7-10 days ago. And it turns out it was the exact same set list they used last night. So we did a, for people driving home after the show last night, we played 2 hours of Chicago over on Eagle 107 and had a chance to host that. That was a lot of fun.
I bet it was. Well, Chicago was great last night, according to what you said. And meanwhile, while you were doing that, I was here listening to a Mets game.
I heard quite a bit of that on the way out 890 heading out to Spyglass yesterday. So it's like, talk him off the ledge, Stefano. You can do it.
I mean, that poor guy. I felt bad for him.
Yeah. Yeah. But kind of ironic, though, we just played a classic Chicago song called Beginnings, and pretty much we're talking about NCAA transfers and people, you know, student-athletes looking for a new beginning, a fresh start, and you're right. Just the wordage and verbiage that the NCAA is trying to tack down, it's you know, it makes it quite interesting. So
everything's legalese. They're trying to avoid being sued for saying no. Well, this is what I've said now a couple times.
And in the process, okay, they try not to get in their own way.
Right. Well, but this is what I've been saying. Now, when it comes to athletes, they do have options on money. If you want to play, let's say if you're a college basketball player, you can go over to Europe anytime and play. You can go to Australia or New Zealand or China anytime you want to play. And then you can enter the NBA draft if you want. In football, believe it or not, the XFL does not have rules on eligibility for the league. In the NFL, you have to be out 3 years. And they don't have any. Well, as far as I'm concerned, the NCAA just ought to sit back and say, you know what? This is what we do. We offer scholarships and stipends. And if you transfer, you have to sit out a year. Those are our rules. If you don't like it, you do have other options. If they were the only option in town, then I'd be concerned.
You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury. You can hear us anywhere in the world with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.